This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by DVC Resale Market. DVC Resale Market has become the leader in the DVC resale industry. They have sold over $400 million in DVC Vacation Club and have over 100 years of combined direct DVC experience. If you're looking to buy or sell, DVC Resale Market wants to put their knowledge and world-class service to work for you. Contact our friend Nick Cotton over at DVC Resale Market at www.dvcresalemarket.com.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the Magic Worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 400 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to our 400th episode. We've had such a great time this past couple weeks of celebrating our 400th episode that tonight's show, we're going to bring you in a couple different parts. First of all, thanks for joining us, guys. And if you've been with us since the first episode, well, thanks a lot for coming along on the ride. If you've started after that, that's great, and we're so happy that you've been with us. We're celebrating our 400th show this week, and what we're going to do is bring you the show in a couple different parts. First off, our celebrations began earlier this week on the live show. Jimmy and company got together and basically celebrated 400 episodes of the podcast. They went over some of their origin stories, and it was a great get-together. After that, we're going to listen to a new ride at Walt Disney World. This is something that we've been doing for the past 8 years, in that we'll take recordings of the different types of attractions down at Disney World and bring them to you. Granted, it's only the audio, but I tell you what, it puts you right back there again in no time. After that, we're going to be talking to Lisa. Lisa and I got to spend some time last week down at Hollywood Studios, and if you remember from the past 400 shows, we've been hitting Hollywood Studios a lot. There's been so many changes going on there that we've been coming back and forth with our Disney Hollywood Studios reports, and I felt the 400th episode was a perfect time to give you another edition of it. Also, what we're going to do this week, being the 400th episode, is offer a contest. This is the 400th episode contest. I'll announce more about it before we finish the show today, but in a nutshell, send us an email to the Disney Nerds Podcast, and you'll be entered into the contest. Tell us what makes you a Disney nerd. We'll take everybody who does that and put them into a drawing, and we'll pull a winner from that and announce it in 4 weeks. Okay, guys, now, without further ado, we're going to start today's show with a little bit of the live show. As I said, Jimmy and a bunch of our co-hosts got together the other night and had a great time celebrating our 400th episode. Without further ado, Jimmy, take it away.
Hello, Disney nerds. Welcome to the Tuesday night live show. We have a full house for you here tonight, and we're actually missing one because Ed is down in Florida and has lost power. Hopefully, if it comes back up, he'll pop on. So tonight I have with me from my going around clockwise, Morgan. What's happening? How are you?
I'm good. I'm ready to celebrate 400.
Sam, what's happening, my friend?
Not much, man. Morgan's right. 400 episodes. The first episode all the way back in, when was it? 2013 or something?
Holy September cow. 2013, which is
wow.
Bananas to believe that we're going, like this year will be our eighth annual meetups, which is
that's crazy.
Incredible, yeah. So
can we count that far back? I'm just kidding.
I can't really. It seems like yesterday in my opinion, but Lisa, what's happening?
What's going on? I think when this all started, Sam had hair.
I might have. Yeah.
He did. And mine was have. Certainly, and it's not hard, it's kind of hard to tell in
is
the
it video. Running away from your eyebrows?
Mine certainly, my goatee was certainly a little darker than it is.
No, I saw an old memory from like 3.5 years ago, and I was like, wow, he's got a lot of gray there.
Yes, 3.5 years ago. Whoa, boy.
Yeah. So, eight years ago, it was probably all black at that time.
At that time, you might have actually not had it on your face.
Should we feel bad that he's gone gray since he's known us?
No.
I think, it seems like it's been amplified since I've known Morgan. And Melissa, how are you?
Hey, everyone. Excited to talk about, 400 episodes. It feels like yesterday that it was 2013.
We are going to jump into some comments and some things that we remember and we've enjoyed over the last 400 episodes of the Disney Nerds podcast. But let me just give some quick highs to everybody. Hi, Jody and Jamie. Bill, what's happening? Yes, and we have Elisa.
We have a Lisa.
Thank you. We could have a different Lisa one day. Joyce and Kathy, thank you all. Thank you guys all for joining. We're going to roll our intro video. I'm going to ask that everybody please share our show. We truly appreciate it. That's what we'll be doing. And we'll see you back here in just about 2 minutes. Well, I tell you what, there's been a lot. There's a lot of great memories, over the past 400 episodes and almost 8 years. So, let's see.
And also, absolutely true. There's a lot of those meats in there, a lot of stuff right there in that video. I love it.
We talk about your gray beard. I see those pictures of me and Angela.
You were babies.
Yes, very very young.
You're babies. Thank you, Joyce. I know. I feel, you've been here for most of the ride there, Bill. So that's pretty awesome. And thank you for sharing. Joyce, we have meetups every year, in November. Well, the main meetups are every year in November. Hey, Yinz guys, what's up, Tina? How are you?
Hey, Yinz guys.
So that's
quite a story.
Yeah, it's a story. I mean, so
get the popcorn.
Yeah, so about eight years in September, I reached out to Ed because I had started the travel agency and I was looking for a place to advertise the travel agency. And Ed was doing a podcast with his kids called the "We're Going to Walt Disney World" podcast. And I started advertising the travel agency on his show. And then eventually me and Ed got to talking and we decided we wanted to do a different podcast. Not that he didn't stop doing the one with his kids, but he did this one in addition to it. Then his kids kind of grew out of the other one. So we had an original cast that was me, Ed, Tom, and Farrah. And over time, Farrah and Tom kind of left because of just different responsibilities and they couldn't commit to the time to do the show. And we had Sam on as a guest because he had the Sam's Disney Diary and he never went away.
That was about episode 16 or so. So that was pretty early.
It was right in the beginning. Yeah. So, and then we had Jennifer Kaufman, who also was with us for quite a while. We're still really good friends with her. She comes down to the meetups when she can. She's been down there pretty much every year for our meetups. So, but her too, she's got three young kids. And so she just didn't have the time really to come on the show as much as she once did. So, and then I guess about 5 years ago, we had a meetup at the Polynesian. This one was in the spring. This was not the main like November meetups. This was a spring meetup that I was down there with the family, and Lisa and Angela came, and we got to meet them. And we had read one of Lisa's letters on one of our shows. I don't even remember what the topic was, Lisa. You remember?
I was just right into the show. What makes you a Disney nerd? Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
You read several "What makes you a Disney nerd" letters, and that's what I typed one up and I sent one in, and it just so happens that you guys read it on the air about two episodes before the meetup. And the meetup was on Princess Half Marathon weekend. And we were
I'm guessing was right around Mardi Gras, huh?
Yep. We were down there for that, and we went over to Tambu Lounge, and the rest is history.
That was a great meetup too. And, you know, God, you know, rest her soul, Sophie. That was the first time we met Sophie. Yeah. Was that same meetup. You know, so that was a lot of, that was a lot of fun. It was a really, really good meetup. We did kind of a monorail crawl, which wasn't completely thought through because I think we were originally planning on meeting at one place in Grand Floridian that we had no idea that was really like too nice for us really to be meeting up there.
Hey. There were some warnings. Sorry, Lisa.
Yeah, but Sam and Jen were still recorded. You guys recorded there. We brought this up. This came up in a conversation because just recently Angela and I went to Narcoossee's. For dinner, and she'd never been to Narcoossee's, and I said, "Have you been here?"
Wonderful.
She goes, "Yeah, don't you remember when we were supposed to go meet up with the Disney nerds, and we came here and looked over, and we were like, oh, they're recording, and then you looked down and saw the message that we were going to Tambu instead." But, oh, yeah, that's right. We did walk into the restaurant, and we saw you two recording, and then turned and went over to Polynesian.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'd gotten messages from some people. I guess Sam and Jennifer got there before, but first, and they're like, messaged me and said, you know what, probably not the best place to meet up because this place is kind of fancy and, you know, we're meeting up to have drinks and everybody's in shorts and, you know, theme park attire.
You could still do that. And there was a little bit of, well, it got way bigger than we expected. Let's put it that way.
That's true.
We had five or six people, we would have been able to pull it off, but it got big and we needed to move. So that's a credit to the popularity. It was like a lot of people kept coming and coming and coming. And it was, yeah, this isn't going to work. Five people, we could have pulled it off, Lisa, right?
Yeah. For
30, sure. You're not going to do it.
Not at all.
And then down the road, I don't even remember anymore how Morgan came about. I feel like she's always been here. So
Morgan started watching the live show.
Yep.
Yeah. So
that's how Morgan got involved. And an avid viewer of the live show.
Wow. Okay. I need to go back and watch this. I'm serious. I feel like Morgan's always been here. I feel like Morgan's like Norm on Cheers.
Everybody knows my name.
Yes.
I walk into a bar. Norm.
Yes. You're the one. You're the mainstay. I feel like you've always been here. And then Melissa, you know, we all got to be friends with Melissa from coming to the meets and stuff. And for a while, Melissa was a local there and came meet up with me and Kim and some of our friends, you know, on more than one occasion and just kind of got to be a friend of the show, started doing some blogging for us and decided she wanted to be more involved in the podcast too. So
and we didn't scare her away.
We didn't run her off yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Nope, not yet.
So
she said yet though.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there was some doubt at some point. Like, these guys
these guys are kind of nuts.
The first time you threw me in a podcast by myself was with you, Sam, so I survived.
Ah, there you go.
That's a great co-host to have right there.
Yeah.
She missed all the red flags from meeting up with us in the parks. Like,
yeah. Well, sometimes, you know, the red blends in with the Mickey colors, and it's, you know, it's no problem.
Yep, this year the Disney Nerds podcast meetups will be November 12th and 13th. This year, both meetups are at Epcot. We have the Sample-a-thon Friday night, the 12th, and the scavenger hunt on the 13th, Saturday the 13th. All the details are in the Disney Nerds podcast Facebook page under the events section.
Yeah, man, it feels like we were talking about that last year and wondering if Harmonious was going to be running or not. Now we know it will be. It'll be the new Nighttime Spectacular, which would have been running for a month and a half at that point. So it's going to be great.
Speaking of Harmonious, if you go to the event section of the Disney Nerds podcast Facebook page, we also have another meetup coming up, which this is not part of the meetup weekend, but this is October 1st in Epcot for Harmonious.
Like a mini meet.
Yeah, it's like a mini meet, and if you don't have a reservation already to go to the park that day,
park pass.
Sky's open. The park passes are booked up right now, but I know me, Morgan, Sam, Charlotte, and we're doing that meet also with the Main Street Mouse. So Michelle and Scott are also going to be there, and then I know some of our other friends who have already had park.
Okay. So now one of the things we like to do and one of the things I love listening to on podcasts are audio from the park reports. So what we're going to do is play the audio from a park from Awesome Planet. That's the movie that took over for the Timon and Pumbaa movie that was in the land. Kind of like halfway down as you're walking around, getting down to Soarin', you pass the movie theater there. This was a really cool movie. Theater is exactly the same, but the movie's so much better. And they use a lot of lighting effects in the theater itself. So unfortunately, you won't see that now. We'll hopefully have a video of this down the road on our YouTube channel. But I tell you what, the show is pretty good to listen to. And if you have some sharp ears, you might hear somebody from Modern Family you might recognize. Okay, here we go.
If you are looking for the perfect home, this would be it. I know it doesn't look move-in ready just yet, but trust me, this property is one of a kind. Hang on, hang on. It's still under construction, but it has plenty of potential, and its value will only increase over time. Look what 4 billion years of remodeling did for the place. Nice, huh? And this thing was built to last. Okay, let's go over some of the features. For starters, location, location, location. This planet has a great orbit around the sun, and that means the weather's perfect for life. Not too hot, not too cold. Next, it's just the right distance from the sun. So you get liquid water, that's essential. It also comes with a bonus moon, which gives you tides. And that early explosion, it gave the planet a tilt, so you get seasons. Altogether, this is one unique and awesome planet. Come on, let me show you around. There are lots of neighborhoods to choose from. By the way, we call them biomes, and they're all great places to live. For example, if you like water, you're in luck. Because most of the real estate on this planet is ocean. And that's a good thing, because no water, no life. And if water is your thing, you'll be in good company. Not only with the folks who live along the coasts and waterways, but also with the fish and creatures that live under the sea. If you're wondering about the schools, just ask the fish. Maybe you prefer something a little less wet. We've got that too. We call them deserts. Definitely drier, warmer, and rich with minerals. Majestic cities that stretch to the sky to homes that are more down to earth. There's a whole lot of life under the sun. Now, if you're looking looking for the coolest neighborhoods, try the poles. North or south, take your pick. Oh, and both poles come with built-in ice makers. Well, they kind of are ice makers. Just imagine the long winter walks, the short summer nights, and the feeling of cool central air 24/7. Sure, the temperatures can get pretty chilly, and they're not the most populated from a human standpoint, but they are stunning places to call home. For a home where the grass is always greener, then may I suggest the Grasslands. They're one of our most popular neighborhoods. And you'd be living on the land that helps feed your neighbors around the world. Of you that love the woods, you are so in luck. There's a lot of inventory in this biome. Almost a third of the planet's surface is forest. And go on, take a deep breath. Because forests help provide oxygen. Yes, this planet does offer a lot of wonderful and diverse neighborhoods to choose from. And they're all connected in a circle of life. Oh, and one more thing. Everything I've shown you today comes with a lifetime maintenance plan. That's because this planet is alive and always working to keep things in balance. Forests and oceans soak up carbon dioxide and provide oxygen. Arctic seas absorb CO2 as well. And polar ice helps keep the planet cool, while desert winds warm it up and blow nutrients across the land. Even lightning plays a role in keeping the land fertile. When the biomes are healthy, these maintenance forces of nature are in balance as well. But, full disclosure, things are changing in the marketplace. Temperatures are becoming more extreme, with record freezes, increased heat waves, and droughts too. Glacial ice is melting at an alarming rate. Levels and temperatures are rising. Sadly, that means coral reefs are dying, and flooding is becoming more prevalent. Hurricanes and storms are happening with greater intensity. In peril. We need to protect it as if all lives depend on it. Because they do. Now, I would never try to sell you on a home that has no hope or future. And while it's true that the challenge to restore the balance has never been greater, the opportunity has never been greater as well. Never before have we had the knowledge and the tools to turn things around. The choices that we make, that you make, do make a difference. So, choose how you want to make a difference, and choose to make a difference. Imagine if everyone on the planet pitched in what we could accomplish. Together we can do it, and together we will. Sold now on this dream home called Earth. And that's good, because as far as we've searched throughout the universe, we've never found another place that can support life. It truly is a miracle, this awesome planet that we've been given. Let's keep it that way. If you'd like more information on ways you can help protect our planet, we invite you to visit Disney Conservation Fund online and social media.
Okay, guys, now to finish off tonight's show, because this has been an incredible 400th episode, we're going to do a little bit of our Hollywood Studios park review. Lisa and I were lucky to be in the park the other day, and we took some time out and basically talked about some of the things going on in the park. We reviewed some of the things we've talked about in the past and looking forward to some of the things in the future. So here we go, guys. Actually, here we go, Ed. Take it away. Hey guys, this is Ed.
And this is Lisa.
And we're the Disney Nerds, and we're at Hollywood Studios, and it is our 400th anniversary this week.
Boy, 400 episodes is absolutely insane, Ed.
It is. Thinking back over the years, it's been amazing. And one of the things we have done over the past years has been a Disney Hollywood Studios kind of like walk around.
That's right. That started a while back when Hollywood Studios was going through all the transformations that it was going through to get us to where we are today.
Yep. And over those years, we've seen a lot of things come and go. And we're here to talk about it today, really.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited to walk around this park with you and see all the new and kind of reminisce about what we've lost, because we've certainly lost a couple of big ones here at this park.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Although what we've gained has been incredible, too, so you really can't knock it. We've already been on the Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run 3 times today. We've been doing a lot of stuff. It's July, and it's a bit crowded.
Yeah, I think it's insanely busy. I know I was talking to Ed earlier about the last 100 episodes and what happened at just before we recorded our 300th episode. One of the things we were most excited about was the newest addition since we recorded our 300th, which is Galaxy's Edge. And we've spent a good amount of time at Galaxy's Edge today. Certainly that single rider line at Millennium Falcon was a win.
Right, definitely. But I tell you what, over the past 8 years, we've seen such things happen as far as Star Wars from the parks, where we had Star Tours as being the only thing. Then we had the launch bay. And then we had rumors of Galaxy's Edge. And then we had the fireworks show in front of the Chinese theater that was incredible. And they've been just like leading us along until finally now we have Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah, and look, Sam would jump over the table right now if we didn't talk about, when you talk about anticipated events, obviously the galactic events, the galactic evenings that they had here, the Star Wars weekends that they had here. They certainly were heading towards a whole section of this park being Star Wars. And I'm not a big Star Wars person. I think people know that. But, you know, Ed and Sam and even Jimmy are big, big Star Wars people. And it is a big draw. You were here at Rope Drop this morning, and that's pretty much where everybody was running to.
That's true. If you have a chance, guys, check out our YouTube page, because I'm going to post a video over there of the Rope Drop to Smuggler's Run. And it is. Basically, that's the Rope Drop destination, either Smuggler's Run or you're going over to the Slinky Dog Coaster. And, yeah, they split you up right when you come in the park now. And it's pretty cool. We waited in front of Indy for a lot of people to get behind us, and then they let us go at about 20 to 9.
That's about 20 minutes before the park opens. We don't want to give away those secrets, Ed. We don't want to let everybody know that.
You still got to get up early to do it, so
that's
the thing that'll stop a lot of people.
Fair enough. So as we're sitting here in the ABC commissary, Ed, I think one of the things that we're looking forward to is getting out there, maybe taking a walk around and sharing some of the things that we're seeing. And some of the things that are new, some of the things that are old. So hang with us, and we'll do a quick walk around. But if you are new to the Disney Nerds podcast, we really recommend that you take a trip back in time, because this was something that we did multiple times a year. And you'll hear descriptions of things that have certainly long since gone away through the eyes of Sam, for sure.
Sure. And what's great is you hear the excitement of things that are coming, which are now old. So, yeah, it's a really, really good listen. So check it out, and we'll be back with you in a little bit. Hey, guys. So we're back with you, and we're on the line for Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railroad.
Boy, you want to talk about things that have gone and things that have come in the last 100 episodes, never mind 400 right? episodes. This is one of these things that has, sadly, we have seen the departure of the Great Movie Ride. And recently saw the opening of Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, the very first attraction featuring Mickey Mouse.
That's still kind of amazing. but I was just thinking, as you were saying that, we actually, you know, when the show started to now, we've seen a big, like, a rehabbing of the Great Movie Ride. And then, so since we've been recording, the Great Movie Ride has actually gone through a great renovation before closing. And I thought based on that, it was going to be around for a while, and we should be here talking about the new scenes in there, not really a new ride.
And they had just changed the end, or the queue.
They had the TV station, or they had
Turner
Classic Movies.
Thank you.
TCM. We're doing it. He was doing the narration for you. And basically everything. So again, we thought this was a safe ride.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going anywhere. I was kind of in shock when they announced it. And this was a staple, I would argue.
Yeah.
This was a must-do just about every time you came to Hollywood Studios.
Now, the Mickey Minnie Railroad is a fun ride. I can't deny that.
Any time that I am on an attraction that has changed in my lifetime, though, if they've kept the same format, I always like to kind of figure out where I am in the attraction. And I have a really hard time doing it with this attraction.
Yeah, I can get on for the pre-show movie from the Great Movie Ride. I can figure out where it is. Even where we enter the cars, I can figure out the original train. But that's it. It's like they cleared out the entire building and rebuilt from then on.
Yep, I mean, I can do it with from Maelstrom to Frozen. I can do it from... Heck, I can do it from Mr. Toad's Wild Ride to Winnie the Pooh.
Sure.
But this one I have a really hard time with. So it is. It's like they've totally torn everything out. But they use that new technology that we were talking about earlier that we're definitely going to see in Ratatouille.
Right. And we've seen it on Rise of Resistance.
Yep. We've seen it on the Luigi cars over at Disneyland.
Right. Yep. Luigi's dancing cars. Okay,
yeah.
So yeah, that's definitely a really cool addition. We're going to see it, Ratatouille, definitely. So I guess if we had to rate this, it's an okay change. I really wish they would have updated the movie ride, because I thought that was a classic of the park. But yeah, cool deal.
Yeah, I guess. Really what I wanted to see is new movies.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, because we have so many.
Or at least age Sigourney Weaver.
We could have had a Star Wars scene in there. We could have had a Marvel scene in there. Now we could have had a whole many, a lot of different scenes in there.
Right.
Plus the classics.
Not to mention the fact that I think since we've closed the movie ride, we've picked up Fox.
Right.
Think of all of the possibilities.
We potentially could have a new movie ride somewhere else. Maybe the launch bay.
And now we've shifted gears, because as we're standing in line here, we can see off in the distance a really, really quiet area of the park right now, which is certainly where Launch Bay is. Right now, that Little Mermaid ride isn't open, but the Disney Junior Live on Stage is the only thing open over there, other than a little museum, kind of an homage to Star Wars, which feels very out of place.
It does, because it's over here. And it's the same thing we all saw at the Launch Bay before with the Star Wars stuff. It's just kind of static now. It's not like you're waiting in line. That's the attraction. Okay, guys. So we're getting a little closer to the ride, and we'll pick this up in a little bit.
All right, and we are back, and we just got off Star Tours.
Which, I tell you what, it's still an amazing ride. I don't care Galaxy's Edge and all the other stuff they got over there. Star Tours is still the shit.
It's certainly entertaining. It's the second time we rode it today. Sadly, we got the same scenario, but it's still a fantastic adventure.
Right. Yeah, other than the luck of the draw. And guys, watch that documentary on Disney Plus, because they had a really, really good description of Star Tours. And what they call it is the slot machine effect, meaning the slot machine rolls for the beginning of it. So you see Darth Vader or you see the Stormtroopers, and the slot machine rolls the second time for the first scene. Rolls again for the second scene, and then for the finale. So it's pretty cool how they randomize it, quote-unquote randomize.
And that's behind the attraction that you're talking about there.
Oh, sure. Yeah. It's all happening behind the scenes as you're doing the ride.
So for those of you that obviously have been to Walt Disney World, you'll know where we're heading, making our way back towards Galaxy's Edge, which you kind of have to bridge the gap here between Star Tours and Galaxy's Edge. And there are a couple of cool things here along the way. And the first is obviously Grand Avenue, which when they opened this up, I thought was brilliantly themed. I think it looks beautiful. There's a lot to see and a lot to look at. There's a lot going on over here.
Yeah, that's definitely something that's happened in the last 8 years. And the whole redo over there with Pizza Rizzo. It's a great redo, although it's a very underused part of the park. We were talking about that this morning as we went to Muppets, in that it's a very dead area except for lunch.
And I'll tell you, it does have one of the best restrooms in the park, for sure. The Royal Gonzo's Royal Flush. But this area here, and I had said this earlier while we were talking, I really kind of pictured this area going away for a Star Wars themed or Star Wars inspired transition. I didn't think they were going to move Star Tours into Galaxy's Edge, but I thought maybe Galaxy's Edge was going to come out and really swallow up Grand Avenue, Baseline Tap House, Muppet Vision 3D, Pizza Rizzo, and Gonzo's Royal Flush, but that did not happen. However, I did learn something today, and this is the cool thing about hanging out with a Disney nerd. No one bigger than Ed. We're about to enter the tunnel between Grand Avenue and Galaxy's Edge. And I learned a little something about this tunnel.
Yeah, it's a real tunnel in Hollywood. It basically, as you're leaving Hollywood, you're going to go through this tunnel and head up into the hills. So they have it as a queue, meaning that you're leaving Hollywood Studios, you're moving on to Galaxy's Edge, that too.
And how did you find that out? Other than the fact that, you just know everything.
We had our scavenger hunt at Hollywood Studios a couple years ago, so that was one of the clues. So doing the research for the scavenger hunt's great. I get to learn a lot of stuff.
This evidently is a really cool hangout place. You get shade, and everybody seems to be sitting down here in this tunnel. So it is widely known that Toy Story Land, and even a little bit of Batu, is not very well shaded. So any opportunity that they can get some shade is definitely a win.
Yeah, I would think that too is more of a desert planet than anything else. But, they keep it well-watered.
So this here, Star Wars Galaxy Edge,
is, in my humblest of opinions, the newest and most anticipated area in the last 100 episodes of the Disney Nerds podcast. And this started, with, you know, just as we wrapped up episode 300, Galaxy's Edge opened up here at Walt Disney World. And I would argue that if you went back to episode 300, most everybody probably said the most anticipated thing they were looking forward to was stepping foot into a Star Wars experience. And I don't think Disney let us down at all.
Oh, no doubt. And it was great because we've actually been looking forward to this for a long time, meaning we didn't know this was going to happen when they did Star Tours weekends, but we could only imagine and hope. And then when we finally got that notification at D23 that it was going to happen, wow. But you know what? I can guarantee that none of us thought it was going to be as immersive as it ended up being.
There is a lot to do here. It's not only just the two attractions, Millennium Falcon, which we talked about a little bit earlier. We talked about doing single rider. The wait time was 90 minutes. Single rider wait?
10 minutes or less.
Yeah, here we are giving away our secrets yet again, but definitely single rider was the way to go.
Oh, no doubt. Okay, guys, I have a droid appointment coming up. We're definitely going to do a video of that, so check out our YouTube page for that one, and we'll talk to you in a little bit. Okay, guys, so we're back at Hollywood Studios. Been a wonderful day, and I tell you what, in all these years, one of the parks that's changed the most has been Hollywood Studios.
Boy, has it. It's picked up two lands, or two completely overhauled areas.
Yep, the new transportation system in the Skyliner. The whole area that we get into the park, the security area has changed in the last 3 years pretty drastically. But I think for the majority's sake, it's for the good.
Yeah, I really think that what they've done here is really made it that much more family-friendly with Toy Story Land. Really appealed to the Star Wars fan with Galaxy's Edge. They added Lightning McQueen Racing Academy down at the end of Sunset Boulevard for you know, we talk about all the princess stuff. I mean, really, that appeals to the masses.
Oh, sure. And what's cool about that is that once your parents want to get on Rock and Roller Coaster or the Tower of Terror, you can take the kids on Lightning Queen and have fun with them there, too. So it's kind of nice. And they're using some buildings they haven't used for that type of stuff before.
Right. And I think overall, the changes that have happened here, certainly not only over the last what we would call 100 episodes, which is probably about 2 years for us, but since it started, I mean, this park has really seen a lot of change. The next one, I think when we celebrate episode 500, I think you and I will be walking through Epcot and talking about
it.
Yeah,
no doubt. And definitely look forward for a lot of Epcot talk, because that will be the next big park. You're right. Can't wait for that. And there's still some stuff always going on at Walt Disney World. That is the best part of Walt Disney's legacy. That is one of the big things he's always been saying. It's one of the things Walt always said, is that we're going to make changes. It's never going to stay the same, and that's a good thing.
You know, we talk quite a bit on the Disney Nerds podcast about rewritability. And I always talk about Walt Disney World and revisitability. And people ask why we keep coming back to Disney. Well, because we always see something different and see something new, or something's changed.
We both thought we saw a new poster on the Muppets pre-show up in the rafters of Piggy. And I took a couple pictures of it, and I can't remember what she said on it now, because it was, like I said, new. Which is very cool. I figured out that there was a Muppet, the vacuum Muppet, in the laboratory, which had eyes and everything like that. So I want to take a closer look at him next time. So you're always picking up something new. It's great.
You are. So always our biggest advice is slow down. Notice the details. Everything means something here at Walt Disney World. So, Ed, you've been here since day one. You have been a Disney nerd and part of the Disney Nerds podcast since day one. And as we heard earlier, you know, where I came in as a fan, but you and Jimmy started this whole thing off. What are your thoughts about 400 episodes? And for those of you that don't know, Ed is the person behind the scenes. He's the one that puts all these episodes together and puts the music in there. And it's a lot of work, and we definitely appreciate all that Ed does. But, you know, how do you feel about 400 episodes?
I think it's great. I think we're ready for another 400. What's cool about Disney is you're always coming up with new things and new new things to talk about and such like that. So I don't think it's tough to put a show together at all. What we want to do is hear a lot more from the people listening. So you guys listening, definitely send us emails. Get in touch with us on our Facebook page. What do you want us to do next?
Right. Jimmy will let us know where you can get in touch with the show.
You can email us at questions@thedisneynerdspodcast.com and email us individually at ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds, Instagram @thedisneynerdspodcast, and Twitter @thedisneynerds. Make sure to check out the website, www.thedisneynerdspodcast.com. And watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time.
Okay, Jimmy, thanks for that. And for the Disney nerds, for Lisa, this is Ed. And for 400 more shows down the road, come along with us.
So long, everybody.
Cool. Okay, so that's it for show number 400. Thank you so much for listening. Without you guys out there listening to us, this would really not be worth the effort. We have such a fun time getting to know you, getting to meet people, and answering questions whenever we can. In that vein, we have the show number 400 contest. Send us an email, and Jimmy just mentioned all those different addresses you can use, but you can send it to questions@thedisneynerdpodcast.com and tell us what makes you a Disney nerd. Put it down in a paragraph, a sentence, a couple words, it doesn't matter. Send us that email. It'll be entered into the contest, and we will randomly pick a winner. The contest prizes this time around, we're going to have a really awesome plush, we're going to have a couple comic books, and some other swag in there from the Disney Nerds podcast. Okay, guys, so that's it for show number 400. Thank you so much for listening and getting us this far, and we really look forward to the future. So, without further ado, let's play that ending music. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.
To join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like